Attention, Georgia, Florida, the boys are coming south, baby.
Hootie-hoo!
Grab the squad and come out and see us. Stand-up comedy, then we play a little AYG with the crowd. It's a good, good time. We'll see you there.
The Big Man Ain't Lying, April 19th. We're going to be at the Tampa Theater in Tampa, Florida. Then we're taking it up to Atlanta, Georgia on April 20th at the Center Stage Theater. Get your tickets at rugarbage.com. We love yous.
Hootie-hoo!
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite podcast. This is Are You Garbage?
Oh, yeah.
It's a little show. We sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find out if they're good to be classy.
Yeah.
But they're just a big old piece of trash.
Trash, trash, trash.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day. We're back here at Tootie's in the new edition. The boys are home from the old country. Unfortunately, Tootie is not.
What?
Last seen taking a train into the Paris train station.
Okay.
That was it. It was very grainy footage. We think it's her. We're not really sure.
Okay.
Have not seen her. Did not make the flight. Very concerned.
You did have her meal, though, so you weren't that concerned. Is she going to have that spare rib?
Hey, short ribs are short ribs. Shout out to Delta. How you doing? My co-host is coming at you from across the table. He is the CEO of RU Garbage.
What?
He is an international businessman. Probably has some international dollars still on him. Did you straighten yourself out at the airport?
No, I gave it all to the taxi driver.
Did you? Yeah. I'm sitting on 50 quid. How you doing?
It's not quid, you idiot.
Yeah, it is. How you doing? Give it up for KJ, Kevin James Ryan, everybody.
What up, gang? Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, view, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. As you know, those numbers are...
True to root.
Cooking.
Cooking.
Then obviously the greatest website of all time, www.patreon.com/areyougarbage. You go over there, you get all your bonus episodes, you get your hard feelings, you get... I don't know, probably about 20 bonus fucking videos we've done. We got Cribs videos. We got Disney.
Mm-hmm.
We got your first limo ride. We got the fucking Indy 500. We got the Down to Shore for the week. We got everything. So go over there. Check that out. And you also got to go over to rugarbage.com and pick your tickets for the Through the Roof tour.
Hello.
Uh-oh. Starting next week, baby.
Yeah. Excited.
I believe Charlotte sold out. There was like two tickets left this morning. So that's got to be gone. Nashville sold out. All you got is Tampa at the Tampa Theater on April 19th and April 20th at Atlanta, Georgia at the Center Stage Theater. Get them tickets.
Grab them tics, gang. How about a nice quick shout out to our producer, extraordinaire.
Sextraordinaire.
The magic man makes us all look good. Works the ones, the twos, the threes, and the fours. He crosses the T's and he's out the I's. I got to say, the hair's looking real nice today.
Toy.
I don't know what it is. It's the Pantene, the conditioner, what it is. But it's T-Bone McScruffins, Toby McMullen, everybody.
What up, boys?
Hey,
what
pal. Up,
it's the conditioner.
Is
Love
it?
The Emerald Isle. Thanks so much for everyone who got us there. We had a great time. There isn't a drop of conditioner on that island.
No.
The only shampoo I saw was Head and Shoulders. I'm not even kidding.
It was all shoulders.
It was all shoulders, dude. It's nuts.
That was just Guinness. I'll tell you what they do got over there.
Coarse hair.
Sure. Sure.
Attitude problems. They give you a lot of guff.
What they do got over there, Uncle Hank was sicky, all right, when he was over there. Now, I get a bad cough in the spring.
Did you know Hank was sick over there, Kippy?
Yeah, he got me sick over there, and I've been down and out for the past four fucking days.
And I've been making moves while he was on the couch.
This guy,
taking over to New
York.
That's
what it is. Chemical warfare. You get me sick and then fucking make moves while I'm down and out.
Like
which
Putin.
I respect as an international business.
Like Putin and Kim Jong-un would never see when they cheers the champagne and neither one of them want to take a sip.
Dude, that's an alt. Why even, dude? I wouldn't eat or drink anything in either one of them countries.
How you doing? Good to see you.
Yeah, you do. I'd be fist bump. I wouldn't even shake hands. I'd be fist bump. I got a little something I don't want to get you. You know what I mean?
I usually, so the way my process works when I get sick, when I get this type of sick is I get like, you know, a little bit of hot flash and then I get like this congestion and stuff like that. And it usually tapers off with a cough. All right. Sometimes it's dry. Sometimes it's not. But it lasts for like a few weeks. But man, I went over there to that pharmacy on the south end of Dublin. And fucking Seamus
McShamus. That was a shoe repair store.
Seamus McShamus set me up with
the biggest pills for the biggest man.
Oh, you're a big fucker, huh? Oh, I got just what you need. It's just turpentine or something.
Take two pints of this. You'll be all right. Chromium something.
That don't sound right.
Chrome. I don't know what it was called, man. Dude, in literally 2 days. He's like, this will stop your brain from coughing. And that's exactly what it did. And I've had it a little bit, but nothing like I usually get it. It's usually every spring I have it for like a couple of weeks. Since I was a kid.
You've had a cough since I've met you. I mean, what are we talking about here? That's what you...
Sure.
Unbelievable to be like, this thing makes you not cough, your brain could
cough,
pause,
and right then away. And then cough.
That's a little... that's a little clearing of the throat. Not as... You know what I'm talking about.
Now, I have a system. When I get sick, I like to get everybody else
Listen,
sick.
Listen, next time you're in Europe, do yourself a favor, try to cough medicine.
And if you're developing any sort of chemical weapons and need a great test subject, give it to Foley. He'll give it to everybody.
Give Foley a heater in a small cafe.
Spread it around like spread it around like Bezos' wife. Huh?
Nothing what? On that? I mean, you're going after the great man, Ben Jeff.
His wife, she donates a lot of money. Okay. Spreads it around, the cash.
Gotcha.
Try to keep up, all right? Okay. Playing fastball.
I'm sorry,
here,
I'm
kid.
Sick.
You know what I want to...
I'm sorry, I don't have your chromium magnate medicine.
Stay away from... I wish I would have brought a bottle back, but I didn't know what that would be like getting over the border.
Not good.
So I stuck it in Tootie's bag.
That's probably where she is.
Jammed
She's
up.
Fucking jammed up somewhere.
What? Quick question for you.
I'm listening.
On the, you know, it's the sickie season. Do you prefer...
I prefer you just saying sick.
Do you...
Stop saying sickie.
Do you enjoy a sneeze? Do you like a sneeze? Do you like the way that feels?
Yeah,
I love the way that
feels. Of course.
Feels.
I think they say it's like 8 or 42 or something gets to get you near orgasm.
Really?
Yeah, it's...
Wait, 8 or 42?
There's a number, a scientific number, that a sneeze is a fraction of an orgasm.
Of a nut?
Jesus Christ, this is a fucking goddamn family show.
I have a runner up on it. Is what made me think of it.
Mm-hmm.
The eye rub.
Okay.
Do you like a nice eye rub? Because I had
sure,
one.
Sure, but there's
Jesus Christ. Listen to this turn of phrase.
Here we go.
Some evidence suggests that sneezing, like orgasms, also releases endorphins. Thus, it seems comparisons were inevitable. Nevertheless, and this is highlighted, no scientific basis exists for equating an involuntary nasal expulsion to the sweet shudder of sexual climax.
Jesus. Where'd you read that, Penthouse? That's crazy, dude.
Livescience.com.
Pornhub.me.
Wait, what? The sweet what?
The sweet shudder of sexual climax.
All right, well, this episode's flagged.
Woo, the sweet shudder. Oh, that's my... all right.
Put Fabio on the front page of that blog.
Yeah, no kidding. Saw that at the grocery store.
Hello.
I had a nice eye rub.
Yeah, but that's the same problem. It's the law of diminishing return. It's like you reach a point and it's too much.
Oh, then your contact falls out.
Yeah, but not even that. You just gets raw. You got to get in and out.
Yeah.
Same thing with the rear end. I'm trying to clean it up. Toby's bringing the filth into this. When you got a rear end itch. I've read at livescience.org.
Sister, you're preaching to the choir.
All right. We gotta fucking clean this up a little bit. This is outrageous.
Stop cursing.
I didn't say fucking that.
You like touching your butthole. Just a little nail. I know what you're talking about. I'm surprised you go for that.
I don't go for it. It's not on the menu. I don't order it when I'm at dinner.
You're an uptight guy. I figure if you had to scratch your butthole, you'd put a condom on your finger or something like that. You do it with an oven mitt.
I'm a man at the end of the day. I'm a man. Kippy here, he's a man.
All right.
This is my favorite line of bullying I've ever seen. Oh, I scratch my butt, dude. Yeah. You think I don't scratch my butt?
Yeah, you don't know nothing about me. Get over here, I'll scratch your butt. I'm already sick. Maybe that's the cure. I got one for you. This is more of a garbage question.
Talk to me.
That I never really thought, but I feel it is pretty telling, and I don't know the right answer. Do you say Wikipedia or Wikipedia?
Wikipedia.
Because one doesn't sound right. It's Wikipedia, right?
It's Wikipedia. Yeah, Wikipedia is no good.
That's bad.
For the longest time.
Getting some suspect info.
But it is Wikifeet, isn't it?
What's Wikifeet?
I don't know. Is it Creepo?
check your weird box over there, Toby.
What's Wikifeet?
That's Wikipedia for feet.
No.
Oh, man, this is a
is
bad
that a
episode
real thing?
No.
Yeah. Are you not on the internet?
Wait, I don't understand. For, like, people who like feet?
Yeah. So, like, if an actor or an actress or, like, an influencer, that's why they always blur their feet. Because there's really?
Who blurs their feet?
actors or actresses, like, or if like a an influencer posts, like, if they're on a beach somewhere,
yeah,
a lot of times they'll blur their feet because people will then upload it to a website. I've no kidding. I sound like a creep, but I genuinely don't know. I assume
you know a lot more than the average Joe. I don't think I do.
I think, and then people submit it when they find it, right? To Wiki, I think it's called WikiFeet.
It is called WikiFeet.
Thank you. Send that to me for my files.
This would be a lot less weird if you weren't scratching your butthole as you're talking to
it. I'm rubbing it on the carpet. You look
always looks so satisfying. Oh. Dude, I know why dogs do that. Probably feels great.
Sure.
The newer the carpet, the better.
You do it. There goes the security deposit. Fucking downstairs neighbors getting pissed.
Ooh, yeah, that's gotta feel unbelievable.
All right, enough with your potty humor.
Forget about sneezing.
Let's get back to these toes.
Listen, this is
these tootsie wootsies. I can't be a freak for knowing about this.
This is a crying damn shame, and thankfully we have a little chunk of the internet all to ourselves where we can make positive change in the world.
What's Go that? Ahead.
Danny DeVito not featured on WikiFeet at all. People out there, fix that.
Should he be?
I think
Wait,
so.
Wait, you went onto a database of feet and typed in Danny DeVito? That seems nuts.
It's the funniest one I could think of.
Hey, the kid likes what he likes.
Sure.
Yeah, who wants to see Margot Robbie's feet? I'm trying to see what Danny's got going on.
Yeah, I'm not a foot guy, but back to my thing. It is Wikipedia, right?
I mean, there's a lot of evidence to the contrary on that, but go ahead.
No, that's a famous thing. There's
I've
like
never heard of that.
That's wild to me.
I know I didn't.
I mean, paint me how you want to paint me.
I say Wikipedia, and I didn't go on Wikipedia for the longest time because I thought that had something to do with WikiLeaks.
Well, that's Wiki, but it's also WikiLeaks, isn't it?
It is. What? Why?
So then it should be Wikipedia. But you sound like you're on medicine when you say that. It's got to be it's Wikipedia, but it's WikiLeaks. It's WikiFeet.
I don't know what WikiLeaks was.
it sounds like a new hot fucking a new hot mixtape dropping soon.
It's
DJ Wiki.
It's
Wiki.
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia, yes.
Wicca?
Wicca, yeah. Wikipedia.
But then why is it?
It's
why
supposed
is it
to be
out?
Like encyclopedia. I don't know where the wiki comes from.
It's Wicca. What? I don't know. We're in the weeds on this, though.
A wiki is a website that allows collaborative editing
so
of
it's
contents.
Wiki.
Wow, okay.
But no
so
shit.
Many so many terms, I don't
it's,
know.
It's wiki, but for some reason, it's the E. It's the E in the pedia. But then the E in the leak doesn't change it.
They had an angle to get the encyclopedia in there.
Wikipedia.
No, but that's the pedia. Encyclopedia. Pedia is the... Well, we shouldn't be... We don't know what we're talking about, but it is wiki. Because there's like... Right? So we're wrong.
God, you can just feel the dumbness sucking all the fun out of the room.
I know.
I don't know, but you're a feet dude. That's what I've learned from all this.
Toby, blur my feet.
Wiki feet, huh?
That's not insane that I know that. I've never even been. I'm well documented, not a foot guy.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
I've seen you looking at my piggies every once in a while.
By the way, they need a trim. All right? I spent too much time with you.
I'm going in to see the girls.
Get the Sawzall out.
I got to get that done.
Take a little off the
top. I
got
to get my eyebrows done, man. I was at Easter talking to somebody. They're like, what's on your eyebrows? It was a
talk
beat,
about a
coax
guy
cable.
Fixing his fence when the roof's collapsing.
Yeah, right?
I'm working on the roof. I just got an estimate.
Fucking city's going to come and shut you down. They're going to pull your goddamn permits. They're going to condemn you.
I got to get my brows done, the feet done. I got to get a little collar.
Sure. But all that's neither here nor there,
gang. Of course.
We got a gosh darn family episode. And weigh in on the WikiLeak, on the Wiki. It's Wiki?
Kippy's a freak.
Get in DMs.
Like freaky links. Huh?
I can't believe you've never heard of that. You're going to paint me like a creepo. I'll take
it. All right. To be fair, I had heard of it, but I wanted
know
to paint you as a creepo.
All right. Thank you.
What a scumbag move.
Thank Man. You. I respect it. Hey, knives are out today, boys.
So what was WikiLeaks?
Leaks.
Leaks.
I was a guy, man, again, that was a guy, was that Snowden?
Yeah.
So he made a website where he published every...
Nah, that wasn't Snowden. It was Julia Assange, I believe.
WikiLeaks is a media organization and publisher of leaked documents. It is a nonprofit and is funded by donations and media partners. It has published classified documents and other media... provided by anonymous sources.
All right.
Founded by Julian Assange and John Young.
Gotcha. Okay.
Stick to your feet pics, dude. Man, that's above our pay grade.
I'm more of a Facebook kind of guy. I don't give. I don't. Zucky, hit me up. I don't want to be getting flagged. Let me see them feet, Zuck. All right, but it's a gosh darn family episode, gang. As you know, when you join a Patreon, we will answer your questions on the air. Your garbage questions is the best way to do it. You get a lot of submissions, but the Patreon gets the first crack at it. Mm-hmm. This one isn't a question. It's just funny. This says, I named my Roomba Kippy, so then when I turn it on, I say, Kippy on the loose. And then when it gets stuck somewhere, I get a notification saying, Kippy needs your attention or Kippy is stuck. That's a good time.
Are you a Roomba man?
Nah.
Ever been?
No, that's like rich guy shit to me.
Yeah.
How expensive? Can you get a price on a Roomba? To me, they're $1,500.
Like it would work.
I mean, those infomercials are
not
those,
on my crumbs.
Dude, those commercials when they would go from the hardwood to the carpet.
Yeah.
I can still picture it.
I think that freaked the cat out, too.
Oh, yeah. I don't think pets like it at all. I remember there was not knockoffs, but like different brands that were doing it, and they were like falling down the stairs and stuff. But you got to assume with AI and lasers that it's. That's the extent of my technology.
AI and lasers. They got AI and lasers now.
You talk about technology like a sci-fi movie from 1981.
Dude, you know what?
It's just all guessing.
Dude,
the phone will be in the computer. You believe that shit?
I, for the life of me, can't wrap my head around Bluetooth. I don't know how that works.
It's a radio signal.
That doesn't do it for me. What do you mean?
You're just looking at your phone going, but I mean, teeth are white.
Yeah, I got nothing, man. I got nothing.
I just found blue light's good, blue light's bad for you, red light's good for you, whatever.
Okay.
All right.
Is there lasers involved? Otherwise, I'm out. Red light.
The
treatment.
Blue light that's on your computer screen or phone.
Your tablet, yeah, or bed.
And I go to bed with it, like, right next to my head.
Mm-hmm.
To watch my Seinfeld. They say that's no good for you.
Yeah, this is old news.
But so I found a thing in the settings where you can turn it to red, but it's real. You feel like you're on a submarine.
That's, yeah.
Oh,
your sweating. Turn your key, yelling at your girl. Turn your key.
I hear music, sir. But the other night I did it, and I fell asleep, and I forgot that I did it. And I woke up, and I thought I was in hell.
Oh, that's good.
Because, dude, the screen is so red. Like, you can't watch TV. You can't.
I think that's probably the point. You're not supposed to be. I'm not saying I'm any better.
Your
but.
Version of hell is just waking up back in your life.
Fuck. And rents due. Fuck. It's the fifth, and you're tight on funds.
And my phone's red. Okay, let's talk about Butcher Box.
Shout out to the box from the butcher.
Ooh, big favorite here at RU Garbage Gang. Do yourself a favor. Stop getting your meat from a box store.
Like a puppy.
What are you eating at Staples?
Box store. Hey, Euchre, how you doing?
We're talking wild caught. We're talking grass-fed, grass-finished. We're talking free range. We're talking top quality meat and seafood delivered right to your door with Butcher Box.
Uh-huh. Take some ground meat and shove it up your... wrong copy. Guys, Butcher Box has been with us for a hot minute, baby.
Big fans.
The ground beef is fantastic. The steak... Everything they do is fantastic. They curate the box for you. They've been nice enough
to... You get one of these things.
You're not
going back.
Nah, you're going to be...
I'm telling you.
You're going to be the talk of the town. Everybody's going, where'd you get this? Where'd you get that? And go, boom, Butcher Box.
And steak
or
tips
do
right.
What I do and lie. I say I got a cow out back. I've been butchering. I learned how to butch.
About a quarter cow.
Today, ButcherBox is giving our listeners a special offer, so fucking strap in. Use our link, butcherbox.com/AYG, and use code AYG to get $20 off your first order, baby.
All right.
$20 cash right back in your pocket.
There you go.
ButcherBox.com/AYG. Use the code AYG. $20 off your first order. That's ButcherBox.com/AYG. Code AYG. Do it.
Do it. Kip, let's talk about Tushy.
Shout out to Tushy.
We got a couple of Tushies.
Uh-huh.
Keeping the boys real fresh back there, if you know what I mean.
You're not supposed to put it on your sink, though. Jesus Christ, big fella.
I'm filling up my water bottle with it. It's egregious. Gang, I'm a big bidet fan. A Tushy is fantastic for your home.
Uh-huh.
Do yourself a favor. Don't be wiping forever. Get a Tushy. Clean yourself out. Be a gentleman. Don't be walking around with swamp butt.
Yeah, it gives you a fresh stream of water, the same water that's in your sink or shower, to clean up your butt after you go. It's easy peasy. You pop it in, bada bing, bada boom.
It's European. It's classy.
It's classy. It's one of those things where you, if you've never done it, you go, what this? You're a different person after. You're a different man.
Fresh. It's like a hot towel on a plane.
Every Tushy bidet comes with a 30-day hassle-free return and a 12-month warranty, baby. For a limited time, RU Garbage listeners get 10% off your entire order when you use the code GARBAGE at checkout. That's 10% off your order at HelloTushy, HelloTushy.com with promo code GARBAGE. Do it. Now back to the show.
Back to the show.
That was honestly some of my favorite times coming up in New York was... The first to the fifth was seeing what plates, how you could get liquid when you weren't liquid to pay that
me
rent.
Me specifically,
time.
Or all of us?
No, me specifically.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I remember.
It was a rough time,
dude. It was at the height of the.
A lot of legal precedent was set.
What do you mean?
I have until the fifth. Oh, that, Social Security check.
I didn't start thinking until the third. I mean, if I knew I was gonna, luckily that fifth gives you for that paycheck to hit. When I did have a straight day job, that paycheck would hit. But I remember, man, really fucking, I remember I found like $300 that I put in Bitcoin or something like that. I probably had $350 and I thought I was going to get, it was a get rich quick. All my buddies were making cash on Bitcoin. So I put like $250 in or something like that. And then like 3 weeks, I'd forgotten about it, I guess. It
you owed $400.
Oh, man. And I rent was due and I was a couple hundred short.
How long does it take to transfer that out?
I paid every fee you could pay to get it into my PayPal account.
To bring it to the landlord?
Oh, dude, I think if it was $250, I probably got about $180 out of it. But
here's your $75, loser.
It's my money, and I need it now.
The next day, it shoots up.
Uh-huh. I was already sending calls and texts like, hey, could you float me?
Sure.
And that was all getting batted back.
Learning that Social Security thing, I can't remember. I feel like it was a mailman that told me or something like that.
Get the checks.
Yeah. He's like, you know, you got until the 5th. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, nah, you got until the 5th because of Social Security checks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is.
I think they go out on the first. They probably run on the first.
Takes a couple
get them
of
by
days.
The fifth.
Yeah.
I was working a restaurant job, all jammed up, and I got caught stealing change for the bus for my roommate.
Whoa.
Brutal.
Jesus.
I know.
What, wait, like stealing change room? From your roommate?
Yeah. Like the $225 for the bus. I had nothing.
Wait, where was that. It? Where was it?
Chicago.
No. Where was the change?
On his desk. He had a big change jar on his desk.
Okay.
Horrible. Felt horrible about
was
it.
Was he sleeping in there?
That'd be nuts if you did a heist.
A cat burglary?
If you snuck in.
How'd you get caught?
Dude, he probably walked in.
No, he had his...
a hand just comes in and grabs Toby's hand.
He had the webcam on his computer.
Whoa!
Set up as a security cam.
Because he knew you were shortening the till.
Well, he was a heroin addict, so okay. He was trying to keep an eye on
things.
He
understood.
No, he didn't. He was very upset.
Yeah, heroin addicts aren't cool about losing cash, all right?
$225?
Yeah.
Could have been like, hey, man, sorry, I need a change. Change is whatever.
No, there's
something scuzzier about change.
I was taking the smallest thing. It was horrible. I feel awful about it still.
Nice.
I remember one kid used to rob. Did you guys have that kid growing up? This kid. I don't even want to say this kid used to rob everybody, dude. And you'd show up somewhere and everybody go, what the fuck is he doing here, man? Get him away from us. And then they're like, nah, he's cool. And then, dude, by like fucking 11:30 at night, someone's like, my watch is gone. This kid stole everything and he stole Pat's change jar. And dumped it in his pocket. It was in like a Flyers cup.
That's what you get for inviting Sticky Fingers.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Everywhere we went, I'm like, this fucking guy's here again? Dude, he was in my car one time and stole a burnt CD. And I was like, this kid's done. He's out. He's gotta be dead.
I would grift the occasional action figure when I was a young man.
Off a friend.
Sure.
Oh, you're a scumbag.
They had a big pile.
You're a
scumbag. It was somebody I really connected with. Nobody big, no Bubba Fetts or something like that. Usually
stealing
a,
from your friends,
seeing C-tier GI Joes.
Yeah, stealing the chef instead of cook.
Yeah,
the guy peeling potatoes.
The mechanic. Yeah.
Stealing guest stars on a He-Man. Pigeon Man. He's a collectible. Yeah.
There was one kid we used to run through his change jar pretty heavy. He had like. We would buy.
Dude, change feels like a victimless crime.
You got blood on your hands.
We had one kid.
The smell of pennies that you can't get off. Dude.
We had one kid that was he was loaded. His parents always gave him cash.
Same thing. That was a kid.
And I don't know why, but he had like an ounce of weed in his glove compartment. Dude, we've been over there one night.
Jesus Christ! Your sticky thing. You broke into his car. Jesus, we're talking about stealing $250 to get to work. I mean, you
trying
guys.
To get lifted.
No.
One time at a party, a bunch of people were doing blow, and I was like notorious for like being like, I don't do that shit. But I was all drunk, and I was like, fuck it. And I just went into the room, and then it was in a pile, not even cut out into lines, and I just whomped the whole fucking pile, and then just sat on the couch tweaking while everyone was like, who did this? Someone was like, well, he wouldn't. He hates the stuff. And I was like, I sure do.
That's a pretty good move.
Did you? Is that what you did? Think that's funny, huh?
No, it was horrible. We're admitting things. We're admitting bad things about ourselves right now.
There's a line, Toby, and that's it right there. When you take the lines. Yeah. That ain't weed, dog. People need that
you
shit.
You broke into a car.
The guy wasn't doing blow. He was asleep. And you pull a move like that. Woo-wee!
The big thing in college.
Firing squad.
I know.
The big thing in college was, that was nuts, too. In college, you would just let a bunch of people into your house, or you'd be in people's houses.
Sure.
You know, like house party, especially in Philly. It was like, we went to Temple or Drexel. So it was like, you're just, this is Steve's friend's brother's place or whatever. Man, and the thing, because we were also so fucking broke in college, was getting your hand, we would steal some kitchen utensils sometimes. Somebody had like a good spatula. Because you'd be in their kitchen like looking for a bottle opener or like paper towels. Fuck, I remember the one thing, this kid, he had the metal, the magnet with everything on, and like, dude.
Oh, really?
In college.
Whoa.
Man, we walked.
I thought only chefs could have those.
Man, I walked out of there like I was the bear, dude. I was fucking, me and Pat had
the little folding
spatulas,
thing.
Fucking, yeah, every nice knot. I think we were living in a dorm room at the time, but hey, fucking good merch is good.
What a
merch.
Loser.
Did
dude.
You ever pull this move? You're at a party.
I was trying to impress a girl.
What with?
No, I'm kidding.
Tongs?
Go crabbing.
This was like
rubber tips.
1920, maybe 21, early on.
1920? How old are you? this is probably just prohibition. It just happened.
You look good.
I'm a vampire, Kippy.
Sure.
You're at a whack party, and you're like, fuck this, let's get out of here. And then you just jack all the beer. You ever pulled that little move?
No.
No.
Gentleman's coat.
Yeah, no, I never did that. I've never, if there's beer at a party, that's all I am. I'm not being like, let's get out of here. I'm like, let's finish this up, and then we'll get out of here. I did try to steal a keg one time.
Keg's hard.
I know. We tried throwing it over a fence in a backyard.
Fence was going to be all fizzy.
You think that was my concern at the time?
Sure. Foam?
Just trying to keep the party rolling. All right, let's see here. This one's from Foley's Other Chin. Rude. $10 homie, never had one ran. When's the last time you ran full speed? I don't know.
We were just talking about this not that long
ago.
Did we? Yeah, because they say people over 40
shouldn't run full speed.
No, don't. Like, once you get over 40, the chances of you ever doing a full sprint,
I still got 3 years left in my
prime,
is
like less than 1%. I don't know what the numbers are, but most people over 40 never sprint again.
Sure.
Like, do a full sprint.
I can't think. I would have to be getting chased.
Yeah, I jogged to catch up with you guys in Ireland because I was getting a shot of something, and I ran about a half a block and didn't get winded. Was real proud of myself.
There you go. That's pretty good.
I couldn't do it.
I can't. I can't recall like a full dead out. You got to be going after something, or something's after you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could get to, if I was like jogging, I don't think I could get to like
a
foot.
We could put a hot dog on a stick for you. You get there.
I played my family football game a couple years ago. I was moving. I wouldn't say I was sprinting, but I was jogging. Or I was going out for, I would say I was sprinting to my ability.
That's not sprinting.
That's not sprint. I mean.
I was wide receiver.
You were a wide receiver. What? Nothing on that.
Change thief.
When was the last time you saw a race where the guy was going, you're going, and they're off, and this guy's jogging, but it's the best of his ability.
he's really cooking now.
In his world, he's sprinting.
Why do you do this to me? I either got to go, oh, I'm sure you are. I mean, a couple years ago, you were even bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what are you doing to me?
I was moving.
You walked.
Maybe it wouldn't be a full sprint.
You walked half a day in Dublin and were screaming about your feet.
They called hike. I ran to the end zone, caught the ball, and then fell over my
head with a cheerleader.
You were being guarded by a defensive back who was 4'3". What are we talking about? You're playing against kids.
Hey, competition's competition. I don't know what to tell you. Get out of that gridiron. Everybody's a man. But I was moving pretty well. I would say that would be my equivalent of sprinting. And that was probably 2 years ago.
No, okay.
And
yes.
It was maybe 10 yards. I have about 10 yards in me.
I don't think you were sprinting.
And I wouldn't do it
now.
I
mean, like, no, like, I don't know. But isn't a sprint, like, as fast as you can? You weren't full bore.
Yeah, no, I'll agree with that.
You were.
I was moving.
Faster than you normally move.
Yes. I mean, normally move. It was more than a jog.
I was in a car.
I was running. I was running.
Okay.
Yeah. But a full sprint? I sprinted when I ran from the cab. That was probably like 6 years ago.
Right.
5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, I can't recall.
And I literally thought I died.
I think Hans got out or got away on the beach one time.
I might have one of those, too.
I went full bore after him. I had a couple two-tree in me. That was about it.
Tell you, when you catch a dog that runs, the fucking rage in you. God damn, what are you doing?
I just let him go.
The last time I ran, I can remember the last time I ran full out. It was when we were recording Old Kipperino's special. And I got off stage.
Oh, sure.
And then I ran. I sprinted as fast as I could to the back of the room to get to the cameras.
Hmm.
That's the last time I really ran. Got winded on that one.
You can hear Toby breathing in the first 30 seconds. All right, let's see here. This one's from Scott B. Is this trash or clean living? My parents' wedding was in July and featured a full Thanksgiving buffet. That's too hot for turkey, man. Also, you can't dance after Thanksgiving dinner.
Dude, you got gravy on your tux?
I don't hate it. I wonder why they made that decision.
Probably cheap. You got to think, that's probably turkey. Turkey's not an expensive.
Are they big
turkey at a at a wedding? That's never. It's fish or chicken or fish or beef or chicken.
Yeah,
turkey at a wedding.
Beef and crab cakes, I think, is usually the highest echelon you can get to.
When was the wedding?
July.
That's even crazier.
Probably had a turkey left over.
In July?
That's what I'm saying.
Sounds real good.
That's though. A hot, everything's hot in that meal in July.
The older I get, the more I appreciate Thanksgiving dinner.
I love it. It's
you
fantastic.
Like a turkey?
Yeah, I mean, that's like this is well documented, but that's the fucking, that's the giver, you know, I'm a sides man through and through.
Weird when I asked you last week, you said you've never had potato salad.
I don't think so, no. Not that I can recall.
Strange.
Yeah, I'm a strange man. Why don't you go sprint and get me some? I bet you'll run for that, Tubby. Fucking potato salad truck's on the way.
It's got the egg in it. Let's go.
All right, let's see here. This one's from Scoot. $10 bozo, never had one red. Is it garbage if your mom's third wedding took place on a cruise ship? Not even in Mexico, which like he thinks is the classiest version, which is hilarious. Is it garbage if my mom's third wedding took place on a cruise ship, not even in Mexico? It was the first day of the cruise, and we were still docked in New Orleans.
Ooh,
man, getting married at the dock. Maybe it's a guy she met on there.
Maybe.
Hey, let's fucking.
I didn't know you could do that on a cruise ship.
What? Get married?
Yeah.
I
wonder where they do it.
There's probably some sort of chapel, I would imagine.
Is there chapels on cruise ships?
Oh, I would for sure. I mean, I think there's a chapel in every...
when that thing's going down, that's where you meet up.
Probably most fucking casinos, there's some sort of chapel in.
Huh.
My dad got married at the Bellagio. I remember that chapel. How you doing?
There you go.
I had to wait for the people in front of us to get done. Like it was a goddamn hotel room. We were looking for early check-in.
Hit the keynote table.
This is, I don't know if I haven't mentioned this personally or where I mentioned this or to you guys or to friends from home. We should do a riverboat gambling trip.
Oh, you brought it up.
That'd be nice.
That'd be fun, right?
Yes.
Get a bunch of cool suits or something. Fucking really?
If they still have that kind of class.
It doesn't matter. You bring the class to wherever you are, baby.
Do they still have riverboat gambling?
They do. I think Illinois has it.
Really?
Mississippi, New Orleans, Florida has one.
Can we get into a shootout and then have to jump in the river? All
right, let's do it. Got to make the jump.
Like, who am I thinking of? Who's in Mavericks?
Oh, I don't know.
James...
McGillicuddy.
No. Rockford Files. James Garner. Real man's man, that James Garner. You never got into Rockford Files. If you enjoy Columbo, you'd like a Rockford File.
Columbo's one of one.
I'm telling you, it's the same era, really good show. They're like little mini movies, little hour-long movies with commercials.
Obviously. It's broadcast television. This one's from Peter. First time, long time. Is it garbage that my mom used to be known for her homemade trail mix at family parties? It's just pretzels, goldfish, and M&M's.
Man, the
M&M's and goldfish seems crazy. I'll give you pretzels and goldfish or pretzels and M&M's, but goldfish and M&M's seems nuts.
I never went for... I like trail mix with the chocolate chips and the M&M's, but those homemade things like that at parties, I remember they would push the Chex Mix, the homemade Chex Mix.
No one ever. That was...
It was too salty.
That was older to me, so I guess it had to be more 80s for you, because like... If that came around, you were like, what? In the 90s, it was...
It smelled like burning hair, and had like a real strange
taste. One ever made it themselves.
But I like a Chex. I love Chex. I like the actual... I'm okay with the actual Chex in the Chex Mix. But I don't like all the other stuff. You get those weird, like, Sesame Johns, which I like sometimes, but not in there.
What are those little black chips or brown chips?
The rye chips. They're fantastic.
The ones that look like little pieces of rye toast?
Yeah.
Get out of here with those
things.
You don't
like them?
No, they stink. It's like celery and stuffing. It's the worst.
What's that all
crazy.
About?
Did I ever tell you the time I got called out?
I would make a little mini sandwich.
Thank you. Now we're talking. Maybe a little lump crab meat on there or something?
That'd be all right.
Thank you.
We're talking about the little.
Yes.
We're talking about the thing that's in Gardetto's. Classy version.
The hell's a Gardetto?
The classy version of Chex Mix.
Which stinks.
Gardetto's.
That's what I'm talking about. That stuff stinks.
How do you spell Gardetto's?
I'll get through it with a Diet Coke, but that's it.
Gardetto's.
Plus, when you touch that.
Oh, I've never seen
when
that.
When you touch that
really?
Bag. Toby, when you touch that bag, it explodes.
Without question.
Goes straight down.
Like an IED.
No.
Brutal.
Gardetto's. We didn't do Italians. We were an Irish family.
I asked you about this long ago. I don't. This might have been. This is going way back. But Irish pizza. So they used to have. I don't know if they still do it, but picture like a bigger version of that little piece of toast. It looks like a little mini loaf of bread, and you'd put like some type of cheese and something on it, and we called it Irish pizza.
No.
Those little rye bangers. But that was soft.
No.
Those hard ones. That sucks.
I love them. I
might as well eat croutons.
Which I do. Have, yeah, what are we talking about here? Great after-school snack. Well,
I like
documented. Getting called out.
Somebody sent me a picture of that the other day.
Yeah, they tagged us. They were drinking wine and eating croutons.
Yeah,
which is, I mean, come on.
Yeah, why not?
Crazy. Throw a little fucking Hormel's pre-sliced pepperoni in there.
Mm.
Oh, love it.
You see, Papa John's is going after the high-level pepperoni. They're calling it
the
cupperoni.
Cupperoni, yeah.
But theirs looks a little wonky.
Yeah, I mean, that's high-end pepperoni. You see, like, a nice slice place where it cups up.
Yeah.
And it's because it's like, somebody explained it to me, but it's like real, it's thicker and it cups up when you cook it. And they're trying it.
I think Papa John's is like manufacturing.
Yeah, it's like, but that's expensive. So you get it. It's like more boutique.
Mm-hmm.
Papa John's has to order it by the fucking, by the factory load.
But I like that marketing guy or whoever says that's what we got. That's smart to go after that.
Sure. Well, pizza's,
I like
pizza's
that.
Big now. Good pizza's big.
I know.
It's bigger than it's ever been. Good pizza.
I like good pizza. Gotta get the cup. Gotta get the cup. That's what they. Oh,
all right. Oh, get the cupperonis.
Yeah, cupperoni.
It's probably not real pepperoni. By law, they have to say cupperoni. You know what I mean? It's probably half shoe.
This is all salmon.
How dare you?
Dude, getting called out for eating all the pretzels out of fucking a Chex Mix thing at a Christmas party.
I would never. I would eat everything but the pretzels.
Yeah.
I don't like the pretzels in there.
Man, that woman.
In Hawaii, they
did
have
not
a,
care about hurting my feelings.
In Hawaii, they have a version of
like it wasn't me. You got two in your mouth like a walrus.
In Hawaii, they have a version of Chex Mix. It has futakake on it, which is like a seaweed, but it's sweet.
What the fuck did you just call me?
Yeah.
Futakake. I think that's how you pronounce it. Futakake.
You pronounce it a little Italian if you're asking. Futakake.
It's honeycomb, Chex, Bugles, pretzels. I think maybe something else.
That's when eight guys get down on a pizza together.
Pizza cocky.
Cupperoni. Anyway, the pretzels jam it up. No pretzels. Stop with the pretzels.
I don't think anybody's pushing pretzels on you.
A lot of people pushing pretzels and stuff. Stop with the pretzels.
Ew.
I like a pretzels in a Reese's cup. I understand that. Pretzels and ice cream. But pretzels in the mix, it's get out of here with that.
Just give me a nice rolled gold. You know what I mean?
Rolled gold's all right.
Love a roll gold.
They know what they're doing
Love
over there.
Love a roll gold.
They do know.
Costanza.
Rolled gold.
Yes.
When rolled gold hit the scene, they came out. They were the first ones, like, national marketing money, too.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being like, what is that? And my buddy Matt had them. Get my hands on them little guys.
Ah, there's gold in them there hills.
Woo-wee.
Pretzel by itself stands alone. Not mixed in.
Now we're really in the weeds. We were a pretzel household. Still am. At Denise's, at the Pieces place. That house runs on pretzels. Who opened my new bag? I'd go home and get in trouble. Oh, you didn't finish the bag. Oh, the box. Like, my stepdad had the Snyder's hard pretzel, the box.
Man.
I would get a box of...
chewing rocks.
A box of those. A fresh box of those where they're still intact. This is how much of a dirtbag I am. I like the hooks on it. Like the top. I like the ears.
Break them up.
So I break them up and I left my stepdad with a box of middles one time. Dude, he was so fucking... He came home with one or two in him and he was fucking irate. Fucking grabbed the keys. Hey, boss, I'll see you later.
I like the middles. I like the twists.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part of a soft pretzel is the inside.
Okay, well, obviously.
Sure.
That's why Rita's Water Ice does the braid. Man, getting your... I used to... Isn't that how fat... Remember the braids? They were like a foot long pretzel braid? I would crush one of them with a large, large root beer water ice. Or chocolate. I was a root beer chocolate guy.
You like chocolate water ice? Man, what a weirdo.
What do you mean?
A chocolate snow cone?
No, it's just water ice. It's different.
My aunt used to push diet chocolate soda on
That's crazy. I mean, I'm not a fucking asshole.
It would have
a dessert.
It would have like a film on it.
It was brutal. Yeah, the chocolate water ice is a different texture than the rest of them. Vanilla was very good, too. I didn't like
vanilla?
Yeah.
They don't make vanilla water ice?
Rita's did forever.
What?
Yeah. That was my go-to. Root beer was the best, obviously.
I think they were trying stuff out on you. Skids on medicine.
Here comes Denise's boy. Roll out the prototypes. But a Snyder, the big box of Snyder's, with a can of spray cheese and a fucking screaming cold diet or screaming cold Coca-Cola.
We know, Kippy. We
know. Love, love, love.
You don't got to defend yourself here.
I'm not.
We know. Well,
going to Wiki Pretzel later. Get my rocks off.
Different pictures of pretzels. On feet.
That's gross. You got to draw the line somewhere. All right, let's see here. This one's from Thomas. Are you and your girlfriend trash if you bring your small black stone to a hotel on vacation because the balcony has a plug outside?
Ooh, man.
You're grilling on a balcony on vacation?
At a hotel?
At a hotel?
That's crazy. You're not grilling. You're flat topping.
Yeah.
What are you doing, omelets?
Can you see how the smallest, that might not be that small. What the smallest Blackstone is?
Man.
I mean, that seems wild. But at the same time, if it's not that nice of a hotel, also, what kind of fucking research are you doing to find out if there's plugs outside? If you're calling the front desk, be like, hey.
You guys have a hot tub? Yes, sir. Do you guys have a gym? Yeah. You guys got plugs outside on the balcony?
That's crazy.
That's not researching. That's casing.
Casing. That's driving by. You've seen that.
But why are you staying at a hotel that you're
trying
driving
to save
by?
Some cash, I guess.
That you're driving by?
Oh, no.
What I'm saying. So it's got to be like in your neighborhood if you're driving by it. I would say Google Images is what I would say.
If you got a flat top on a bellhop cart. That's a tough one.
You're bringing a cooler in, too. You're
of course, yeah, of course.
22 inches.
That's not that small.
It's like a it's about hot
it's
plate.
It's about the size of this monitor here.
That's pretty big. To be taken on vacation with you?
I mean, depends on how many people you're feeding. I think that many burgers.
It says him and his girlfriend.
All right, there you go. Yeah, all right. A couple of smash burgers on that.
And some sides.
Sure.
You know what's great about burgers that I've been getting... These onion burgers they seem to be all the rage at the moment. You guys onto this?
Oh, the smash burger with the onions in it?
Yeah.
Oklahoma style?
Man.
Oh, yeah.
put a couple pretzels in air. Call me Susie.
Dude, Burger She Wrote in Los Angeles has an unbelievable
I like it for the name. Burger She
Wrote.
All right, dude.
Yeah.
That's great.
Shout out to the Nuge, man. That place is awesome.
That's pretty good. I like
Who's the Nuge?
Pro skater who opened the... Yeah.
He speaks a different language.
I know. It's the guy who hangs tent.
Yeah, that's a great name, Burger She Wrote.
I like Lawn Burger special toppings victims. Fuck! I'm sick! I'm on medicine!
So close!
I was right. In my head, it was clean.
What you meant is Lawn Burger special fixings unit.
That's what it was. That's what it was. Fuck! Goddamn Dayquil!
Special fixings view.
You got me feeling like I'm on meth over here. Special. I was going for special toppings. You know what I say? Special toppings victims. Oh no! The jalapenos got me.
He was found with four types of pickles on him.
The special victims unit. The cops have mustard in their holsters. give me some tomatoes. Dun dun.
Two special yet equal groups. The front of the house who takes the order and the back of the house who cooks the burgers. These are their stories. Dum dum.
Detective Brisket.
All right. Pretty good.
I'd say we're right there.
I think
Let's
that
move
was
on.
It. Skinny your balls on that one.
Who was Briscoe's partner's name?
He had a couple.
First one was Benjamin Bratt, right?
No. I think somebody was before Benjamin Bratt. That was Diaz, Ray, and... hold on, I gotta look it up.
Sure. I think Benjamin Bratt was his first partner.
Benjamin Bratt has the best hidden camera moment on TV of all time.
Oh, yeah?
They got a woman who's like a super fan of Benjamin Bratt, and the setup was that he's gonna play their waiter at a restaurant. So he's going to walk up to the table. She's going to freak out. Big reaction, right? This lady doesn't recognize him at all, and he just serves them their whole meal.
What show is that?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, dude.
What show was that?
I can't remember. Some celebrity, whatever, sneak attack, punk type thing.
Oh, no. Fuck, this is going to kill me. It might have been Christopher North.
No, he couldn't have been first. What are you, nuts?
Why?
They rode together till the end.
Who?
Oh, I'm thinking... No, he was later.
Are you sure?
I think.
Yeah, I'm asking. I don't know. That's what
Brad was like first, wasn't he? I could be completely wrong. Maybe Brad came later. I don't know.
Benjamin Bratt. All right, hold on.
Love him.
Let me get a thing here.
Great.
Give me 1 second.
Everybody was great in that.
Season one, Detective George Zendaya, Christopher North, Dan Florek.
Okay.
Who are they?
Zunda is the big guy. He was in Deer Hunter.
He was the bartender in Deer Hunter.
Well, Briscoe's the fucking...
Sure. I guess it was Craig.
I don't remember. Jazunga. Gazungas.
Zunda. Dan Zunda.
Yeah, I don't remember him.
I think it's the actor's name.
I am a huge Law & Order fan, which I know is trashy TV, but fucking sign me up.
I don't think it's trashy TV.
I think it's classic.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I love a good procedural.
I would define it as an American staple.
100%. One of the only shows that continue to shoot on film, too. I don't know if they still do.
No way.
For a long, long time, they did.
Anywho, that's neither here nor there.
Of course.
Got bogged down in fucking Briscoe universe. this one's from Big Buck Hunter Tech, retired.
Nice.
Shout out to you. $10 shareholder, never had one read. Is it garbage to eat all the skin off a roto before anybody else gets their hands on it?
Ooh.
Which I think is the move.
I gotta have a balance.
What do you mean?
Skin the chicken.
Really?
Yes.
I can't have it mixed with the chicken.
Really?
I gotta go full skin. It's gotta be hot. I gotta eat that right.
The crispy part I can eat on its own, but sometimes when you pull it, you get that.
It turns into
skin. We
were
talking about this the other day, the underside of a chicken.
Uh-oh. It's like mashed potatoes under there. Yeah, not for the kid.
Squeamish.
It's
Garrody.
Charles Grody.
Charles Garrody.
Yeah, I don't, I got to hit it quick, because the second, it's not skin to me. Once it cools down, it becomes skinny. You start seeing the bumps where the feathers were. Yeah. That's not for me.
Does anybody know how to cook the underside of the chicken to get that crispy?
I think it's just sitting there.
Just the way it is,
It's from sitting there. Because it rotates, so it cooks normal, but then it sits there for fucking 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, I would always be, when I was a kid, I'd be fascinated by that. Like, if we had, like, chicken for dinner, it was like a roto, lifting it up and looking at the underside of it, be like, ugh, mm-hmm. It looked alien. Looking at an alien's face.
Yeah.
Weird parts and bits.
Roto didn't come until later for us. Way later. High 90s, school, maybe?
Shout out to Country Butcher. That's where we used to get it from. Came in a foil bag.
Yeah, no, delicious. That wasn't. I mean,
feed
maybe
the whole family for like probably 87 cents.
Your whole family's eating one roto, or the roto's got smaller? That's a small bird now.
Yeah, they got small. We were a one roto family.
Wow.
Two growing boys, too.
Yeah, because they're like tiny. Now you look at some of
unless
them.
Unless they
like,
had it over in the kitchen, I didn't realize it. But it was presented on the table.
Really?
Go at it like gremlins. Bunch of animals.
All right, let's see here. In the same vein as hotels, $10 homie here. Are you garbage for stealing a pillow from an Alabama Marriott hotel when you were 14? You've used it every night since. I'm 31 now.
Jesus. That's a good pillow.
I mean, yeah, but.
No, the smell on that.
That's crazy. Unless you got to take real. I mean, I get a couple of months out of a pillow before it gets Charles Grody. It's bad. I mean, I'm not saying I stop there, but. My pillows have been in bad shape.
Putting your head on a pillowcaseless pillow of somebody else's and feeling that smoothness of the face grease is...
Really buffed out.
Yeah. But then sometimes you like the smell of it.
Man.
You know what I'm talking about?
Not really.
Sometimes
I can't say I do.
You know? A couple random pillows with that... face grease.
I remember
smell like somebody's cologne on it.
For the longest time, I didn't know those yellow stains on pillows were. I just thought that's what happened to pillows. Like, I didn't realize it was like.
What do you think it was?
I don't know. I was a kid. I just figured
that's you drooling at night.
Sweat too. It's mostly sweat. I think. I sleep hot.
I drool a lot when I sleep.
Sure. But. I just thought that's why, like, that didn't, now looking back, I'm like, I feel like every pillow I ever used was yellow as a kid. There was a lot of
You're
pillows.
You're probably older. We never got fresh pillows.
Oh, no.
Like, I don't, the first, maybe my parents would get it. I don't know, maybe 11 or 12. And it was only once where they turned over their bedding. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Oh, mom and dad got a new comforter.
Goes into another room.
Oh,
they passed that down.
Yeah. We were blanket people. I was a blanket kid for most of my life. I didn't have a comforter.
What's a comforter? Well, we had a comforter.
You know, with the comforter. We were blankets. I had blankets on my bed. And some of them were real old, like from the 70s, and they were like military blankets.
Yeah.
With that real rough thing. You had to put like two sheets underneath that, otherwise you were scratching all night.
Yeah, no, we were two single beds, me and Danny, and they were matching. The one was like a soccer theme that we made in the 90s.
Yours was pretzels.
A couple of our bodies, you know what I mean? Yeah, but like those light comforters that don't like cover you.
We're just talking about
that.
Yeah,
they don't fall well on you.
It's like
it's too airy. It's too
like
light.
Cotton candy plastic.
Yes.
Sucks.
Yeah, it was never fucking.
Stuff it in there. You gotta get in there. I mean, I need it between the legs. Mm-hmm. Plus, I need it curled under my feet so I can rub my piggies together while I go night-night.
I need an open foot in case something hits.
Feet out?
Yeah, I'm 90% of the time feet out.
Your feet are out?
Uh-huh.
Whoa, that's how they get you.
No, that's how you regulate the temp.
Big time.
Yeah.
No, my piggies are covered.
Mm-mm.
That's if somebody reach out and grab you.
I'm not too concerned about that.
Something coming out from under your bed? Yeah, right. I know you.
I am afraid of under the bed sometimes. He knows me. He knows me.
That's where the bad things live.
Oh, yeah. It ain't down there if you don't go looking. You know what I mean? Plausible deniability.
If I ever looked under my bed and saw a set of eyes just open up, jump right out the window.
I do that sometimes. I'm like in the burbs. If I wake up in the middle of
the bed?
If I wake up in the middle of the night to pee and I'll look out the window.
Oh.
And I'll be like, I'm expecting to see somebody. Just, you know. Somebody fucking closing in on my perimeter.
If you looked out your window and there was somebody just standing in your backyard looking up at the window, what would you do?
I'd fucking freak the fuck out. I'd waterboard myself. I don't know.
Shoot yourself. Hey, babe, you're on your own.
I call 911 immediately.
Immediately.
I got the alarm set up so they're not getting in without triggering.
Uh-huh.
I'd get the steel that I carry.
Really?
Mostly sack of nickels. Try to bribe them all. Hey, buddy.
Throw it out.
It's just for you. Plenty of more where that came from.
Would you sick the dog on him?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
I mean, we've talked about this. If he's breached the home, yeah, it's every, you know, you got to start pulling your weight for the family.
Be scared to sick the doggy on him.
Yeah, but it is what it is.
If the dog goes down, you're in trouble.
But what happens if I go down? Who's going to raise the goddamn dog? You know what I mean? So it's like, you got to fight in unison here.
Sure.
And
I was thinking more supernatural.
That don't bother me.
If you looked out and saw the Slender Man standing out there?
Louis's got a great bit that. That'd be in the news. Like, it's also like, if that guy's coming, then get me. Like, I can't, I don't know how to, I don't.
Those long fingers.
To fucking, you know.
I've traveled from the eighth rung of hell to rip your mortal soul from your core. Oh, blanket. I'm sorry. I couldn't possibly. Yeah. My one weakness.
That the Louis bit?
No, that's me off the dome.
Okay, pretty good.
Doing a little riffing.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Okay, T-Bone.
All right, this is from Alex. This is just funny. Ever been hunted? ?
Hunted?
This is so funny. Friend of mine went on a solo camping trip and was stalked by a mountain lion for a full day.
Man.
I'd fucking kill myself.
I hate those videos. Those mountain lions.
There's that one walking. They're walking down like a stone street or whatever, and he's just walking, and the thing's just... Nah, yeah, I'd freak out. And I never know, like, do you scream? Do you yell? Do you make yourself big? Do you make yourself small?
It's different with the different animals.
I know.
Bears, you're supposed to make yourself big.
Some of them. Some of them you lay down and play dead.
What? I could not do that.
And the real problem is that I don't remember which one's which.
Yeah.
It's black bear and brown bear, and I don't know which one.
I couldn't do the lay down and play dead because...
I'll start shadow boxing.
If that don't work, you're done because he's up sniffing you.
Listen, I think you're done either way.
Also, you're the loudest breather of all time.
Yeah. Buddy, I know you're awake. I can hear you breathing. You have your CPAP
He's
machine
just
on.
Tapping me on the shoulder.
You're laying down to play dead. He's going,
Plus, I wouldn't be able to keep it up if once I felt that snout breathing on me.
Man, no, why would
freak
he
out?
You gotta be dead. You gotta be the Iceman.
Nah,
you gotta be Kuklinski.
Your biggest fear should be that the big fella thinks that you're a little lady.
Hello. Well, I'd rather that.
Show him your feet.
I'd rather that. Take me out. Show me a good time. So I'd split a salmon with him. Actually, look pretty good when they're eating the salmon out of the river. Fresh.
Oh my God, you look right at home catching one in your fucking. It's just a grizzly bear in Foley in his swimsuit.
Ooh wee!
You're borrowing stuff from him.
That's fresh sushi right there. People pay top dollar for that back in the city.
Mm-hmm. Never been fresher.
Mm-mm.
Wild
caught.
That's funny though. Fucking dude, I would. That's why you don't go out there by yourself.
Mountain lions
man.
Are scary. But they're so adorable. They're so cute.
Okay. No.
They look like a big cat.
Yeah. No. I mean, sure. I see what you're saying, but that thing.
That'd rip you apart.
You'd be done, dude.
Slaughter you.
Uh-huh.
Man, stalking you. That's crazy. I'd rather have a human chasing me. I'd rather have some.
Knock it off, dude. What's your problem, man?
Hey, man, just sit down and have a beer, dude.
I saw you, dude. I know you're out there, dude.
I can hear you breathing, buddy. It's just starting to freak me out.
Camping by yourself.
That's insane, dude. I don't like taking the trash cans out by myself. I scary up the driveway. Scary. Oh, man. I remember my mom.
Who takes them out at night?
We always put ours out at night.
At night?
Trash night.
No.
You put them out in the morning?
Put them out when there's daylight out and people around.
No, we
never.
No, we were always trash night.
I'm not going near a trash can late at night. That's when the raccoons are in there.
We kept them in the garage.
Same thing.
I mean,
find you.
They don't have the garage door code.
Right? You crawling out of one.
Yeah.
Take them out at night.
Always
before dusk.
Yeah, get them out there. We were never that. And I remember catching a ration of shit for leaving the walking by the cans on the after I came home from school.
Oh, you had to bring them in.
I got dropped. Yeah, and I didn't. Man, I remember my dad picked me up. That was like his
walk by them trash cans.
It was his. And he goes, "How'd you get home from school? Did you take the bus?" I'm like, yeah, yeah. He's like talking to me. He's fucking roping me. "How'd you get home from school? You take the bus?" Yeah. I took the bus. Oh, yeah. He drops you off right at the top of the. Yeah, drops me off on the corner. You know, it's nice.
Hey, sweet guy. Drops us right off.
And you walk by the fucking trash cans for your mother to come home from fucking working all goddamn night.
Cuts to the trash cans and Kippy flying into them.
Jazzy Jeff style.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking jam me up good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
But we got to wrap it up, gang.
What a fun one,
that
boys.
Was a fun fam app,
good
baby.
To be back. Had a great trip with you guys.
Love yous. Happy to be back. Shout out to the fucking homies. Shout the out Bozos, to the homies, the whole man. Army of garbage. And get tickets to them live shows, baby, because they're selling out.
Come see us down there in Tampa, gang. We love you, and we'll see you next week. Peace.
Peace.